多的，我们需要处理很多的事情。
There are many things we need to take care of.
啊，我们这很多人一年要要这个去评估自己的一年。
Many people want to review themselves for the last year.
有些人要去讨债。
Some people need to go back and collect their debts from others.
但是呢，我们做基督徒，我们也需要有一些在属灵上面的评估。
And for Christians, we need to evaluate ourselves spiritually.
我们在这一年里面，我们的哪一些增长？
If there is any growth in our spiritual life.
我们在服事上的参与，那我们在有哪一些的更多的哪一些有更多的参与？
If we have participate church service more,
那我们可能需要做基督徒，我们可能需要在灵性上有一个总结。
For Christians, we probably need to see if we can summarize our spiritual life this year.
当然我也有一个特别的任务。
Of course, I have another special duty.
就是要结束哥林多前书的讲道。
That is to complete the preaching on the First Corinthians.
我们今天的经文是比较长的。
So the passage we have today is much longer.
本来不应该这么长。
Actually, it wasn't supposed to be that long.
但是我们必须要这么长了。
But we have to do it to do in a with such a long passage.
那不过呢，我们在读很长的经文的时候
，But when we are reading a long passage，
我常常会感受到古代教会的崇拜的一种很美的传统。
I often feels the beautiful tradition in the ancient church，
因为在古代的教会在崇拜的时候总是读很多的经文。
Because when back then they often read very long passage or a lot of passages。In their worship.
所以我们呢，像今天这样二十来节的经文。
So like 20-some verses we read today.
在古代教会里面呢，还是只是一点点。
It could be just a little part of their worship in the ancient church.
但是念这么长的时候，它会有的时候会给你一个很有整体感。
But when you read a long passage, it gives you give you a complete, better, completer, a complete picture.
所以这其实在这段经文里面，它的确是处理保罗处理复活的最后一个问题。
Indeed, this passage is where Paul tried to deal with the resurrection. This is the last part of his dealing with resurrection.
大家知道关于复活的问题是哥林多人的最后一个问题。
So the resurrection is the last question raised by the Corinthian church.
而保罗的我们念的这一段的经文是保罗回答这个最后问题里面的最后问题。
And this part of the passage is Paul's answer to is the last part of answer to their last questions raised by the Corinthian church.
我不会做很多的解释。
I won't be going to a lot of explanation.
因为有一些是非常明显的，就不需要很多的解释。
Because some of them are so obvious.
哥林多人他们虽然在了解这个保罗关于基督的复活的那些的教导。
Even though the Corinthian church they understood Paul's teaching regarding the resurrection of Christ.
或者更正确的说，应该是哥林多人听到保罗的书信。
Or more precisely, they heard about his teaching through his Paul's letter.
当他听到第三十四节的时候
，So when they heard about when they heard the verse 34,
就是保罗非常充分的论述了关于基督复活的问题。
Is that he has argued completely and correctly about the resurrection of the Christ.
那现在呢，这哥林多人可能又冒出新的问题来。
But then the Church of Corinth may have another question out of the out of his argument.
就是他们就关心自己怎么复活。
They probably want to know about their own resurrection.
或者说人类又是怎么复活的
？Or how human gonna resurrect?
所以保罗在三十五节呢有一个字中文没有翻译出来的。
So in verse 35, there's a word wasn't translated by the Union version, Chinese Union version.
Yeah, 就是英文里面有翻出来，就是但是。
That is the word but.
啊，这个是一个很强烈的语气。
Which is a very has a very strong mood.
虽然保罗讲了这么长，但是哥林多里面哥林多教会还有人有一些不同的看法。
So even after a long explanation by Paul, there's still maybe some from Corinthian church have carries the different opinions.
这个但是
so this word but.
这是表达呢。那些听众里面还有很强烈这个反对啊，关于这个复活的观点。
Implies that there are people from the congregation, they still probably have a very strong opposition about this concept.
他们的问题好像是很有道理的。
From the first glance, their question seems to be very reasonable.
他们说死人是怎么复活的呢？
He said, how are the dead raised?
那么死人复活以后带着什么样的身体来呢？
With what kind of body will they come?
结果这些哥林多人他们就应用常识。
So they use a common, so the Corinthian church, they use the common sense.
就是人死了以后就化成灰了。
That is men, when they die, they turn to dust.
那连身体都没有了。
Their body would
perish. 那将来还怎么复活呢？
How can they be raised then?
那假如真的好像有一个复活出现了，那请问那个身体又是什么样的身体呢？
If there is a resurrection, then what kind of body would they come from?
这是多么难以理解的问题。
This is so such a difficult thing to understand.
但是他们讲这句话的意思就是说复活并不可靠。
But what they're really saying is that resurrection is not reliable.
我以前在农村的教会里面长大。
So I was grew up in the farmer farming.
就农村教会里面，就乡村教会啊。
In the countryside, the church in the countryside.
那中国呢？有一段时间就是开始的有个政策出来，就是不让人呢、这个葬的时候不让人有这个连着棺材葬，就是要火化。
There's a policy back then is to the dead that you cannot really bury them in underground, but you need to you need to put them through the cremation.
所以呢，很多基督徒就是为此心里面很难很忐忑不安。
So many Christians will feel very unsettling because of this policy.
甚至有些家庭就是事实也要了不活不活，一定要什么？要用棺材这个棺材葬。
Many people insist on that they have to be buried underground.
那个教会都起了很大争论。
Even among Christians, there were great arguments.
为什么呢？因为我们基督徒，我们不能火化。
Some said, Christian, we cannot be.
因为我们还要复活的。
Because we are about, we're supposed to be resurrected.
所以那些信徒，那些快要死的那些信徒就嘱咐说，千万不要将我火化哦。
So the dying Christians would tell their relatives, don't cremate me.
因为火化了以后，我以后还要怎么复活？我要到哪里去啊？
Because If you do so, how can I be resurrected?
这个问题其实就是哥林多人的这个问题的水平呢，就跟这些人一样。
So the level of intelligence of raised by the Corinthian church is about the same as those people back then.
所以大家看起来好像很哲学啊，这个问题。
Those questions seems to be very philosophical.
但其实水平是很低的一个问题。
But actually, in terms of the level of sophistication, is quite low.
三十六节保罗怎么回应这个问题呢
？So, verse 36, how Paul answered that?
我们在这里再次见识到了保罗是一个言语粗俗的人。
Again, we see that Paul is not a person with a word elegance.
大家知道这个英文和中文呢、都翻得很委婉。
So in both in Chinese and English, the translation is quite mild.
最多就是说你中文说无知的人呐、
the translation in English should say how foolish.
然后呢，英文呢翻译为就是英文你的
just how foolish.
就是那个怎么。你怎么这么笨？
The English is just saying how stupid you are.
那但其实呢，这个在希腊文里面的语气的表达的是应该用感叹号，这个要叫蠢材或者说蠢货。
So in Greek, you probably ought to translate it with such as you stupid.
你怎么可以这么愚蠢？
How can you be so stupid?
保罗这里是一种很严厉的责备。
Paul is actually rebuking them harshly.
所以呢，所以我们知道啊，现代牧师比保罗说话要文明很多的。
So you can tell that the modern preachers are they're very cultured or very civilized nowadays.
你很难会听到他们骂人说你这个蠢货。
You hardly hear them call other people you stupid.
但是呢，这个但这个保罗在这里呢，却说呢，怎么连这么无知的问题你们都会问出来
？And Paul was saying that how can you raise such a stupid questions？
他保罗然后就一系列的用类比的方式呢，进行这个很长的论述。
So Paul argued with a lot of long analogies。
但是理解所有的这个关键就是要理解这个种子的这个比喻，这个类比。
But throughout the whole passage is trying to explain the analogy of the seed.
保罗说死里复活是怎么样的呢
？So Paul said, what is it like to be resurrected?
就好像这个种子。
It's just like the seed.
你这个种子种下去。
When you sow the seed,
就好像人埋葬了。
Just like people are buried.
然后呢，这个种子呢，会出来一个新的生命。
And the seed will give birth to a new life.
原来那个种子已经什么腐烂掉了。
So the original seed has to perish.
原来那个种子以后就变成那个原来的那个种子呢就不存在了。
So the original seed become
不存在或者化成灰了。
Will turn into dust.
那么它长出来的那个样子呢
？But the shape of the newborn plants.
那就跟它原来的样子是不一样的。
It's totally different from the seed.
大家都知道一个种子呢，一个干的种子种下去，结果它长出来还开花了，那这个样子完全不一样。
You can see that a dried seed was planted and was sowed, and it will the plant comes out even bear fruit or flowers.
有一个神学家说。
So a theologian said this.
他说，因为种子长成一棵很美妙的植物，他说，因为我们太平常，所以我们对它已经丧失了惊讶之情。
So because it's too common for us to see a seed grow into a flower, so we don't appreciate as much.
但是在英国有一个诗人，他重新阐发了这种种子、这种植物生命里面那种奥秘。
So another poet in England, he again elaborated this secret of beauty of this seed turning into flower.
这是一个很天才的诗人。
This is a very brilliant poet.
他的教育程度可能比莎士比亚还要差。
His education probably is worse than Shakespeare.
他可能是小学就没有念完就完了。
He probably didn't complete his elementary school.
他像耶稣一样是做木匠的。
He's like Jesus, a carpenter.
他的名字叫 William Black.
His name is William
Black.
Black.
然后呢，他写过很短的几句话，美到极致。他说：“伊丽莎一个世界。”
He wrote a very short but beautiful poem saying that through a sand you see the world.
伊丽莎一个世界。
A sand is a world.
我想不是中间没有这个
A sand is a world.
Yeah. 然后呢，他说呢，瞬间即永恒。Moment.
And a moment
is eternal.
Is eternity.
所以呢
，a moment eternity.
哎呀，那所以呢，他就发现，他用他诗人的眼光发现啊，抱歉，我这个不在讲章里面啊，所以临时加进来。OK， 所以他在他的诗人眼光里面，他发现这种每一个细小的这些植物、这些东西、这些存在里面有充满奥秘在里面。
So in his viewpoint, all these little trivial things are actually hit.Great beauty or mystery of the world.
那所以在这些植物一个种子变成一个很漂亮的植物，这是因为我们太常见，我们没有很好去思考过的它的一些的奇妙的地方。
Because the seed turning into flower is so common, so we did not really pay attention or think truly, thoroughly about it.
所以保罗这里用了两个这个种子里面的比喻，两个很重要的。 的原则。
So he used two great principles in this seed analogy.
第一就是种子是先死了，后来长出一个新的样子。
First is that the seed has to die first before it turn into a new shape.
第二就是它原来是一个样子，后来长出来是另外一个样子。
And secondly, he pointed out that the shape of the things is one before it dies and after the death.
一样的道理。
In the same way,
那复活就是我们死了，但是我们又 会产生一个新的生命。
So resurrection is like we have to die first, nevertheless we'll have a new life to come out.
那原来你死的时候是一个形状，可是呢，一个长出来新的样子呢，跟那个是不一样的。
And secondly, we die with one form, but we will be resurrected with the other.
可有人高兴，有人欢喜，有人忧愁，可能。
Maybe some of you heard this will feel happy, or some people will feel sad.
因为这样很好，为什么我长得这么丑，终于以后不会那么丑了。
Some said I was so good, ugly now, and I have a hope in the future.
但是长得漂亮了就很忧伤，那我以后是什么样子？是不是还像这现在这么漂亮呢？
And for those who are beautiful now, probably worry is that what's the future going to bring?
不用担心，只会
更漂亮。So don't worry, it's going to be more beautiful.
那么在这里呢，保罗用了这个比喻来告诉这个哥林多人。
So here, Paul used analogy to teach Church of Corinth.
就是呢，死而复活就像种子这样的一个好像很自然的一件事情。
That is resurrection is just like the seed. It's like the seed turned into the plant, as natural as that.
但是呢，在这里保罗用了一个很特别的地方。
But Paul used something special here.
就是讲到这个种子要生出一个新的生命。
That is the seed will have a new life.
这是一个被动的，这个动词是一个生，是一个被动的语气。
The new life is actually a passive tense.
那么在这个被动的语态里面，被动的语气它要表明什么呢？就是这个种子不是自己会弄出一个新的生命来。
So through this passive tense, he's trying to say that the seed itself cannot give itself a new life.
那这里是有创世纪的思想在里面。
Which is the concept is originated from.
就是所有的生命都是上帝赋予的。
The Genesis that all life comes from our God.
这里的这个思想很特别的地方在于。我们不仅仅在创造里面被赋予生命。
So it's not only in the creation, the Genesis, we were given the life.
你这个生命的继续和这个生命的转化是上帝的一个护佑在里面。
But the transformation and also the new resurrection is of the providence of God.
这里的意思就是今天种子种下去能够发芽，这个不是自然的，而是有上帝的护理看顾在里面。
So the fact that the seed turned into new plants is not something come naturally, but it's through the providence of God.
就好像我感恩节的时候讲过，我们领受神给我们的这个免费的这个气息。
Just like what I said in the Thanksgiving, the air we breathe in.
但是呢，你今天能够呼吸，这不是一种自然的。
The fact that you can breathe is not something natural.
这是因为上帝的大能在你的身上。
But the power of God is with you.
就是上帝让你还有上帝的命令就在你的身上，就是你可以继续的活下去。
It is through God's command that your life can continue.
所以这个转变不是种子本身有什么特别的地方。
So the transformation of the seed is not because the seed itself has anything special.
而是上帝使它长成一个新的生命。
But it is because God that made this so.
那么上帝怎么样让这些万物这种生长呢？
But how God can make all plants grow?
保罗在下面的这一段里面讲了一个，总而言之就是神随着自己的主权给他们一个形状。
So the following passage Paul summarizes saying that it is through God's sovereignty.
那就是意思就是指上帝可以随意给任何一个物体一个生命一个形状。
So God has his right to give different things different life and shape.
但是上帝的这个给予呢，每一个都是美好的。
But everything that given by God is good.
啊，所以这里的问题就是回答很多人说，复活以后是不是所有人长得都一个样？
So this answers people whether we're going to have the same form or looks alike in the future.
那保罗在这里回答就是复活以后每一个人还有不同的样。
So Paul's answer here is that we all carry different forms after the resurrection.
那所以每一个人啊可能有不同的形状。
So we may have different shape.
但大家都能看得出来是有人的形状。
But we all can recognize each other as a human.
那么保罗接下来他要讨论一个呢？
So the next things Paul want to talk about
就是这个复活的以后的这个身体的变化。
That is the change of this resurrected body.
保罗就讲到了这个我们现在的身体是会朽坏的。
So he talks about the body we have today will be perished.
但复活是会不朽的。
But the one raised is not perishable.
意思说我们现在会老掉。
That is say we will go will grow older.
会死去。
We will die.
但是在上帝永恒的国度里面。复活是不会再衰老的。
But in God's kingdom, we will not grow old.
也不会再有死亡。
There will be no death.
感谢上帝，所有这个什么化妆品终于失业了啊！这些这些开发
商。So we thank God, all the cosmetic industry will shut down.
那不再有我们这种身体上的这种条件上的限制。
So we will not be limited by our physical body.
那现在的身体呢可能是一些不好的。
So there are things not satisfactory in our physical body now.
羞辱的不体面的。
They are unfashionable.
但是复活是荣耀的。
But it will be glorious.
大家知道为什么人需要穿衣服。
Do you know why we need to put on clothes?
不是因为最近冷了。
It is not just it's cold.
而是衣服有很多方面的意义在里面。
Because the dress has carries a lot of different meanings.
但是它最原始的含义。
But the very original purpose.
就是遮盖羞耻。
That is to cover our shame.
所以呢，一个人，我们怎么看见别人不穿衣服呢？他自己不脸红，别人都要脸红。
So when we see other people naked, even that person feel nothing, we feel ashamed.
我们现在的身体是需要遮盖的。
What we have today needs to be covered up.
是一种羞不体面的。
It is not a presentable.
复活的时候是荣耀的。
But when we are raised, it will be glorious.
就不再有现在的这个身体上的不完美。
There will be perfect without imperfections we have today.
我们现在的身体是软弱的。
What we have today is for weakness.
我们的稍微这个什么冷一点呢，我们就不舒服。
So we feel uncomfortable with the little temperature drop.
而且呢，这个什么很容易什么伤风感冒生病。
And we often fall into illness.
但将来是强壮的。
But in the future will be with power.
那身体是不再受这种这些因素的影响。
And we will not be limited by or constrained by the surrounding environment.
然后保罗说，现在的身体是属血气的。
So he said the body we have today is with flesh.
那么这个血气呢这个词呢我们在第前面的二章三章都解释过。
So the word flesh we have explained in the chapter 2 and 3.
我想不晓得你们还不记不记得。
Whether you remember or not.
这个血气的意思就是自然的生命。
The flesh means our natural life.
就是一个我们现在的这个什么血肉之躯。
It is what we have today, the physical body we have.
但是不只是表达一个肉身。
But it is not only saying the physical aspect of our body.
意思是指一个自然人，就是我上帝赋予我们的一个就是。这样的一个天然的生命，这个词也不好，就是天然的生命。Yeah.
But a physical body with a natural life and the characteristics it carries along with it.
也就是普通人的生命。
It is life as ordinary people.
但是复活以后是一个灵性的身体。
But when you are raised, you have a spiritual life.
这是希腊人不能够了解的。
That is something hard to understand by
Greeks. 怎么灵性又有身体呢？
How can a spiritual life with have a body?
因为是希腊人来讲，灵性跟身体两个是抵触的。
Because to them, spiritual and the physical, they are two opposite sides.
但保罗这里告诉我们说，复活以后是灵性的身体。
But the Paul said, when we when we are raised, we will have a spiritual body.
意思这个身体是。适合在永恒里面，在灵界里面生活的。
That is to say, this body is suitable to live in the spiritual world.
保罗在第五十节里面他说呢，这个血肉之躯是不能够承受神的国的。
So in verse 50, Paul said that this flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
那么但我们复活以后呢，这个就变了，就成为一个属灵的身体。
But when we are raised, we turn into a spiritual body.
就好像耶稣复活。
Just like the, when Jesus was resurrected,
他升到天上，坐在父的右边。
He was ascended to the heaven and sit next to the God.
但又有一个实际的身体。
And yet he has a real body.
但那一个身体是一种超越的，跟我们不，跟超过我们现在的这种血气的生命。
But that body is transcending what we have today, the physical body.
也就超越时空的。
Which is transcending the time and space.
也就是当我们有一天复活进入上帝的国的时候，那个是一个属灵的身体。
So when we enter the kingdom of God, we will have will go with a spiritual body.
保罗在这里四十五节，他引出他的一种经常的一个说话的格式。
So in verse 45, he used a common form he used.
他的这个风格就是这样。
His style, that's his style.
就是所有的讨论都以圣经为根据。
That is to argue things based on the scripture.
他这里就是把亚当跟基督做了一个对比。
So he used the Christ and Adam as a comparison.
亚当是一个属血气的生命。
So Adam has a natural life.
但是神赐给他有这个灵，就是活的这个灵。
But nevertheless, God gave him make him a living being.
但是呢，亚当是属于土的。
But Adam is from the dust.
亚当是在适合生命是在适合在地上生活的。
So Adam's life is suitable to live on earth.
那么基督是不一样的。
But it's different with Christ.
基督是属天的。
Christ is of heaven.
他虽然成了人，
even though he became a man,
但是他是他透过复活表明他是属天的。
But through resurrection, it demonstrates he is really of heaven.
所以亚保罗这里就讲，那些属亚当的人将来就跟亚当一样。
So then Paul argues that if you belongs to Adam, you will be like Adam.
甚至不是将来时代，现在就一样。对。
And you are like Adam now.
那么属基督的人呢，将来复活就会像基督属天的那样的身体。
If you belong to Christ, when the day comes, you will be like Christ.
这保罗在这里讲到了，亚当只是一个有只属土的，但是是有灵的人。
So Paul here said, the Adam is of the earth, but he has was given a spirit.
但基督自己是。属天的，就是叫人有生命的灵。
But Jesus is of heaven, and he is the one who gives life to others.
所以保罗又回到了前面的谈论到了那个继续的那个主题，就是我们复活就是跟类似于基督一样。
So he continued saying that our resurrection is just like Jesus.
但在这里呢，有一个要留意，就是只是像。
So we need to be reminded that it's only similar.
那接下来在五十节到五十七节里面。
So from verse 50 through 57.
那保罗就要讲到一个很关键的原则。
He is going to talk a very critical principle.
他说为什么我们将来复活？
He said, why do we Why are we
复活？
Why will we be resurrected?
那因为 上帝所预备的国啊，是不是我们普通的这种身体的生命可以承受的
？Because the kingdom prepared by the God is not that can be inherited by our flesh.
那在这里，保罗说我要把一个奥秘的事情告诉你们。
So Paul here said, I'm going to tell you a mystery.
在全本新约大概出现过12次奥秘。
So in the whole New Testament, there's about 12 times Paul talks about.
不是12次，十二个奥秘。
There were 12 different mysteries.
那么在这里是其中是一个，而且这是一个很重大的一个。
And here is one of them, which and a big one too.
那保罗说什么呢？说呢，不是所有人都要死了再复活。
He said it's not everyone is gonna be resurrected after the death.
突然引出一个很让人意外的、很让人惊讶的一个思想。
He suddenly talks about a very surprising and shocking concept.
他说不是所有人都要死了复活。
Not everybody is gonna die before the resurrection.
但是有一种人。
There's a kind of person.
他们不需要死亡。
They need not go through the death.
他们没有死亡。
To them, there's no death.
他们是立刻改变。
But they will be changed.
大家能想一想这个吗？
Can you imagine that?
那个美国有一个小说叫做《末世迷踪》，我晓得一个电影，就是讲那个末世的电影。
There's a story. There's a movie in U.S. It's called Left Behind.
The last day,
I'm guessing.
Yeah. 然后呢，在这个电影里面呢，就讲到了其中有一个情节。
So in this movie, there's a scene there.
那个飞机开，那个驾驶员不见了。
The flight, there's a flight in the sky, and suddenly the pilot disappeared.
然后他们家的那个什么，那个。有一个家庭的奶奶，就是最老的那个，但孙子的角度啊，等于他这个奶奶。
So, there's an old grandma in the house.
她还在厨房忙，结果，嗖，不见了。
He was busy doing chores in the kitchen and suddenly disappeared.
然后呢，突然意识掉，整个世界陷入混乱。
And suddenly, he realized the whole world fall into chaotic.
那个电影蛮讽刺的，就是大多数政治家都没有不见了。
And the one thing very they tease about the politicians because they all remains they all been left behind.
大家知道那是什么原因呢
？Do you know why？
他们都是什么？上帝没有把他们带走。
Because God didn't call them up to heaven.
然后呢，那个书写到最后呢，他又说明什么呢？是那些什么？那些活着的人，还活着的人。
So the story talks about those people's who are still alive.
突然间都变了样子。
They suddenly were transformed.
顷刻之间，所有人的样子都变了。
In a very short time, they change their forms, their figures.
就是变成从属肉体，从肉体的变成一种属灵的。
So they change from the physical body to a spiritual one.
从那种软弱的、羞辱的，变成一种强壮和荣耀的。
They change their weak body to a strong ones.
那所以保罗在这里讲到，有一部分的基督徒，他们将来不需要死亡，而是直接就改变了形象。
So Paul here said that some of the Christians will be changed or transformed without going through death.
而且呢，在这个，但是保罗要说呢，这些人，但是在复活的次序上。
But Paul said in the order of resurrection.
那这些人是比较靠后的。
These people would be at the have a will be.Will come later.
我不翻圣经，在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章十五节到十七节。
I won't ask you to turn to the Bible verses, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15 and 16. First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15-16.
那么在那里，保罗就说，那些最早那些殉道死的人，他们先要复活。
Paul said that those martyrs will be resurrected first.
然后呢，最后是这个什么活着的人。
And followed by the living ones.
我想大家可能有些人基督徒可能问，到底有没有保罗这么讲？有没有圣经根据？
Some of you may ask if Paul used this says this with some scriptural foundation.
那可能有，因为保罗说我要把一个奥秘告诉你们。
Paul said, I'm going to tell you a mystery.
这大概是很少人知道的。
That probably means that is not something known by many.
在圣经里面有两个人。
So in Bible there are two persons.
他们两个人是没有死的。
They did not go through the death.
有生无死。
They have the birth without, but without the death.
谁知道可以告诉我们？
Can you tell who are those two?
啊，以诺，还有呢？
And
Elijah.
Elijah.
那我们看到这两个人都是没有死的。
These two people didn't go through death.
其实这就是给后末世的基督徒要作为一个样板。
That is to give the people come after a sample.
就是将来呢，等到基督再来，那个号筒吹响的时候，那些基督徒要立刻改变。
So those people, when the trumpet sound, they will change immediately.
你说这样的事情，我们怎么能够想象？
So you said, how can we imagine this kind of thing?
但保罗知道，保罗他绝对的相信，因为他知道他自己这是从上帝那里领受的一个奥秘。
Paul knows this because he convinced that this is a mystery he received from God.
接下来保罗对这个复活的这种荣耀盼望激发了他开始呢写出这个诗歌。
And the glory of this resurrection inspired him to write down wrote the hymns.
他就说呢，这个复活要胜过最后的一个敌人，就是死亡。
That he's saying that the resurrection will overcome the last enemy, that is death.
我们因为被律法定罪。
Because we were accused by the law.
死就在人的身上作王。
So the death become, or the reigns in us.
但是那个死正是透过那个罪在我们身上有这个控制力。
But the death, is controlling us through the sin.
但是现在。
But now.
复活把这一切的权势全部的废去。
The resurrection has abolished all this, all the power of this, of the death.
我们不再啊，不再活在那种罪的底下。
So we will live no longer under the sin.
不再活在死亡的这个权势底下。
And not under the reins of death.
不再活在那种律法的那种公义的咒诅底下。
Not under the curse of the law.
那么现在呢？因为复活，我们都改变。
And because this resurrection, we will be changed.
要脱离那种我们生命中最大的苦痛。
We will rid off the worst pain in our life.
我们在我们的生命中那些最大的重担，现在要被克服。
The worst burden in our life will be overturned.
我们生命里面可能最大的一条锁链，现在要被断开。
The strongest chains in our life will be broken.
所以保罗就开始写诗说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
So Paul started writing the hymn saying, where, O death, is your victory?
他说，死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
He said, O death, where is your sting?
那死的权势就是律法。
And continuing on, he said, the sting of death is sin.
死的毒钩就是罪。
And the power of the sin is the law.
所以呢，那所以现在呢，这个因为复活，我们就全部都得胜了。
And because it's the resurrection, we will be victorious.
就是我们借着耶稣基督得胜。
That is, we get this victory through Jesus Christ.
在这里，保罗论述高到这个复活到了一个顶点。
So he reached this climate of his argument.For the resurrection.
复活胜过那些最大的或者说最惨最坏的那的一个权势就是死亡。
Resurrection overcomes the worst enemy that is the death.
不再我们不再活在那种死亡的这个限制底下。
So we will live no longer under the constraints of the death.
那当然因为我们基督徒有复活的盼望所以我们早就出死入生。
And because we have that the hope of eternity, so we have we have already passed through the stage of the death.
那我们 那么我们现在呢？现在因为复活而进入到一种荣耀。
And through this resurrection, we have entered the glory.
所以基督徒是世上应该来讲，基督徒是世上最不怕死的人。
So Christians should be the ones that who afraid death less, at least in the world.
所以为什么在基督教的世界里面有这么多人啊，愿意做殉道士？
So that is why many people are willing to be martyred in the world.
他们连自己的命都可以不要。
They are willing to give up their lives.
因为他们有复活的盼望。
Because they have this hope of eternity.
那些人为什么怕死呢？
But why are those people who are afraid of death?
可能最深层的原因，可能连他自己都不知道。
The deepest reason they probably don't know either.
就是这个死的背后还有一个更大的痛苦在等着他。
That is behind the death, there is a greater pain awaiting.
我们知道很多人说死，我死也不怕。
Many people say, I'm not afraid of death.
但是呢，在真正面临这种生死关头的时候，那我们就会发现啊，我们其实并不是这样。
But when they reach that critical moment, it is not true at all.
有一个研究。
There's a research.
就是那个自杀的人。
Talking about the suicide.
就是他们在最后在他们自杀以后还没有死的时候，他们都有过非常的大多数都有过非常这个大的这个挣扎。
So commit suicide, they have to go through this great struggle toward the end.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就好像他真正面临要死的时候，好像又不那么愿意死。
So it is a struggle because they don't want to die.
不过这种例子我们平常生活里也很多。
In our life, that is, we actually have a lot of this kind of examples.
两夫妻吵架，说你再这样，我跳下去要死了。
When the spouse they argue, the one side would say, "If you continue on, I will jump off the floor, jump off the building."
结果那个说不可以啊，你这样千万不要啊。结果他偏要跳。
The other said, "Don't jump, don't jump." And the person said, "I will."
结果他说你真的要跳了，我这么快就解脱了。
And the other person was thinking, it will be such a relief if you really jump.
好，再见啊，我关上门，我不看了啊。
Maybe I should just shut up the door and so I don't have to watch.
他发现他不然不跳，就什么跑回来揍你一顿，对不对？
And it was noticed that the person didn't jump up the building but come back and beat you up.
基督徒是真正不怕死的人。
But Christians are the ones who are not afraid of death.
因为我们已经脱离这种死亡的阴影和捆绑。
Because we have escaped from the shadow of the death.
所以有无数那种残暴的君王要杀那些基督徒。
So there are a lot of cruel tyrants. They want to kill Christians.
在今天全世界的国家里面，我们知道排名前五十那个屠杀基督徒排名前五十的国家都是逼迫，都是很厉害的。
So we know that they're top 50 countries that persecute Christians. There are many deaths in that country.
大家知道其中就包含中国。
That actually include China in it.
但是有很多的基督徒，他们面对死亡，他们没有恐惧。
But those Christians, they have no fear when they face the death.
我有一个朋友，他告诉我一个故事。
So a friend told me a story.
就是文革的时候，有两个人呢住同一间牢房。
So during the Cultural Revolution, two persons was put into the same prison room.
一个是天主教神父。
One is the Catholic priest.
一个呢就是一个一个什么，就是中国的这个自由斗士。
The other one is the freedom fighter of the China.
他们两个人坐了十几年牢以后出来。
So after some 10 years later, they were released.
那个神父继续去做神父。
So the priest continued on his priestly work.
但是呢，那一个自由斗士精神崩溃。
But the freedom fighter collapsed. His mind collapsed.
但是在牢里面的时候，两个人表现的都同样坚定。
So in the prison, both of them appears to be strong and firm to their belief.
我那这位告诉我这位朋友，他是个作家，他说他去采访这两个人的时候，他 非常的很深的感触。
So the author, my friend who is the author, when he interviewed these two persons,
是他发现了一个是靠自己的意志，一个是在真正对死亡那种的坦然置之度外，是完全不同的两种状态。
He was has a great impression because one is trying to face the death with his own will, but the other person, who is simply not afraid of death, without the shadow of the death.
这是因为基督徒有复活的盼望。
That is because Christian has the hope of resurrection.
那所以死亡没有办法去威胁基督徒。去威胁基督徒。
So death cannot threaten the Christian.
啊，就我们的中国的这个古代的孟子也说过一句话。
So our Chinese philosopher 孟子 said this.
Yeah, 孟夫子。
孟夫子，孟。
他说，他说民不惧死，就是人不怕死。
If the people is not afraid of death.
何以以死惧之？为什么还要用死来恐吓他？
Why are you threatening them with death?
为什么这个恐吓有效？就是因为他怕死。
The reason death is useful is because people are afraid of death.
有一次我跟宗教工作人员，我就引用这句话跟他讲。
So one time I talked to the religious Department in China, I quote this same verse.
它是基督教的信仰里面有克服死亡的这样的一种盼望。
He said.
我说。
I said that in Christian believe that we have this power of overcoming the death.
你们的恐吓是没有任何作用的。
Your threatening is useless to us.
那所以这就是因为基督徒的这种一种复活的盼望。
And that is coming out from the hope of this resurrection.
但是我们在这段经文的里面，我们也想到另外一点。
But through this passage, we are also reminded.
那就是基督徒有复活的盼望。
That is the Christian. We have the hope of we have the hope of resurrection.
我们知道复活有得享永恒的荣耀，有的要面对永恒的审判。
So we will receive the glory and face the judgment of eternity.
我们要做什么？
What do we need to do?
所以我们就需要像保罗一样，很紧迫的去宣扬福音。
So we need to do urgent. We have to evangelize the world urgently, like what Paul did.
就是尽可能的把福音传给还不知道基督还不知道这样复活的福音的人。
That is to spread the gospel to those who do not know about this good news.
所以保罗在这里呢，他说第一呢，基督徒要常常的做工。
So Paul here finally said that we ought to do the word of God.
常常就意思就是不停的。
We have to do that continuously.
第二呢就是什么？就是竭力。
The second thing is that we have to do this with all our effort.
保罗用了三个形容词然后呢，第三呢，就是要多。
And the third thing is we have to abundantly.
所以保罗说，你要常常不要停的做。
So Paul he said you need to do it continuously.
第二呢，就是要竭尽全力的做。
That is do with all your might.
第三呢，就是尽可能多的做。
Third is do as much as you can.
我们看到的这句话的时候，我们感到很觉得很。就觉得很惭愧，对不对
？So we feel really embarrassed when we read this passage.
在我见过的人里面，只有一个人在我看来是真正活出了这样保罗这样常常竭力多做主工的这样的见证。
I have only seen one person that is doing the work like Paul recommended us is to do continuously and with all his might.
这个人就是唐崇荣牧师。
That is the pastor of
Stephen Tong, yeah. Stephen Tong, yeah. 他常常说什么呢？说牧师不要有假期。
So he often said that a pastor should not have a vacation.
你们知道神学院的教授有一年七年里面有一年是安息年。
So you know that teachers in the seminary that every 7 years they have a year of a sabbatical.
他的神学院里没有。
in his seminary, there's no sabbatical system.
然后他认为牧师也不要有什么 vacation.
So he think the pastor should not have any vacation.
有的人觉得对唐牧师说，我很累了。唐牧师，我比你更累。
So people tell Pastor Tamson, I'm really tired, and Pastor Tamson, I'm tired than you.
我七十岁，你三十岁，还敢在我面前说累。
So I'm 70 years old, and you're only 30.
你没有理由。
There's no reason for you to complain.
有一次我去这个采访这个唐牧师的时候。
So one time I was interviewing the Pastor Tam.
他好不容易，终于今天有点事干了。
So finally he has something to do.
因为他到美国来呢，布道会中间有一个白天，中间有一个上下午的时间是他没有讲到的。
He came here for a conference, and there's one day, there's morning and afternoon, he has not scheduled for anything else.
所以他看到我去的时候，他说快快快快来来来，他说今天这个一点事情都没有。
He invited me to come over and say, come quickly, because I have nothing else to do today.
你要讲多长都可以。
However long you want to interview, it will be fine.
他就是尽可能的要多做。
He was trying to do everything to use up all his time to do work.
我在书上呢看到有几个人是这个样子的。
So I've read some people in the book.
一个就是宋尚杰。
That is Dr. Song.
John Song. Yeah.
Dr. John Song.
他的医生，他的侍奉的时间是十五年。
He only served 15 years.
他每年
every year
十一个月的时间在讲道。
Preached for 11 months.
就平均那一周。讲五到六天。
In average, he has to preach 5 to 6 days a week.
每天六到八个小时，就讲到讲六到八个小时。
6 to 8 hours a day.
所以他才42岁的时候就没有办法，就倒下了。
And he passed away when he was 42.
他是44岁死的，但他42岁的时候就没有办法再工作了。
He was exhausted when he was 42 and died at 44.
那真叫做灯尽油枯。
He was really exhausted.
就是完全烧尽。
He was completely consumed or burned.
我们今天工作一大压力有大一点，我们就说什么burn out 了，对吗？
We often like to say we're burned out with a little bit of pressure.
对他们来讲 ，burn out 什么意思啊？就是完了啊，就是生命结束了。
And to them, burned out means died on their duty.
那所以对保罗来讲，我们既然有这样荣耀的复活盼望
，So to Paul, since we have such a glorious hope,
我们就不需要太在意我们这个肉身的这个安逸。
We do not have to worry about the comfort,
不需要肉身的舒服，对
，of our physical life,
能够用尽全力的把自己的一生投入到福音里面。
So we can commit our whole life into the work of Lord.
所以有一个牧师有一次他讲他说在我死之前我最大的愿望是什么。
So a pastor once said this, the greatest hope I have is before my death is
他说我就是想睡一个痛快的觉。
Is to sleep once.
他说自从他十几岁奉献做传道人，他几十年没有睡过一次安稳觉。
So in all his life as a preacher since his in his youth, he has never had a good sleep.
这让我想起一个诗人的一句话。
So it reminds me a point.
他说：“既知死后长眠，为何呢？我们现在还这么贪恋这个睡眠。
”Why are we so eager to sleep, knowing that after the death we will sleep forever?
倾尽全力。
So we pour out completely.
我们每一个基督徒需要来问自己，
We need to ask ourselves every question.
我们真的对福音有多大的付出？
How much effort we have to put into this evangelism?
保罗加上了一句最后的一个保证是，我们所有的投入，所有的劳苦，在主那里不会是徒然的。
And Paul put in a final words in there. It says,that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
这个突然可能包含两个方面。
So this in vain may have two different aspects.
一个是你所做的，在 现在的这个在历史里面你会有果效的。
One part of the not in vain means that work you do will produce result.
那第二个是你在永恒里面，那你会有享受神为你预备的荣耀。
The other aspect is that you will enjoy the glories in eternity.
那所以我们希望能够在这一年过去，新的一年来临。
So we hope that when the new year comes,
我们能够在福音上有更大的投入。
We can commit ourselves great, even greater into this evangelism.
每一个基督徒在侍奉上有更加的投入。
And we commit ourselves even greater to this service of the Lord.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们来有机会来学习你的道。
That we have the opportunity to learn the word, learn your word.
主，我们很多时候忘记了我复活的盼望。
Often we forgot about the hope of resurrection.
我们也很少去渴望羡慕那些复活的荣耀。
And rarely we pay attention or desire the glory of the resurrection.
主，当我们知道你已经复活了。
So when we know that you have been raised,
你要把我们所有的属于你的人都要带进那永恒的荣耀的复活里面。
And you will take us into the glory of eternity.
让我们能够在今天还活着的时候，让我们能够去尽心竭力的去宣扬你的福音。
Lord, let us to do to spreading the good news while we're alive.
能够倾尽一生，能够把主你自己的恩典见证出来。
So we can devote our life to witness your grace.
主，愿主你自己的爱来激励我们。
May your love encourage us.
让我们能够在侍奉上能够更加的热心。
So we can zeal to serve you,
能够来竭力的来服侍
and serve you with all our might.
我们知道无论现在和将来，这样都不会是徒然的。
And we know all this work will not be in vain.
愿主你自己来看顾我们。
May you safeguard us.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
你自己的灵来复兴我们。
Revive us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.